your siblings, the family in the church, your blood families, your children, your secular work, your career. Plead the blood of Jesus over that thing that you are hoping for. For there will be peace in your life. Plead the blood of Jesus this morning. Plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, plead the blood of Jesus. He has paid the price. And that is why we are here. Father, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you, Lord. Lord Almighty, we want to thank you that we are still in the land of the living. The dead cannot praise you. Only the living can praise you. Thank you, Lord, because we have made us to be in the sanctuary this morning. We are not in the mortuary. Father, we thank you because we are still standing and you have proclaimed peace into our life. You told us, weep no more, and we will weep no more in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning we have come to thank you, to bless you, to honor you. We have come to hear your word. Let this word do something significant in my life this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke every spirit of depression, every spirit of repression, every spirit of struggling in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative thought crossing your mind, crossing my mind, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God says, the thought I have towards you is thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Father, we know that your will for us is to have peace. Lord, let your will come to pass in our lives. Let your will come to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning I will speak of you. I will glorify you. I will not speak of myself, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word will come with power. Your word will come with anointing. Your word will break every stony heart this morning. Thank you, Lord. Your word will lift us up in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Peace be still. That's the title of the message this morning. I don't know what we are going through. The Holy Spirit is saying, peace be still. The peace of God will come to your life. The peace of God will uphold you. The peace of God will anoint you. The peace of God will bring breakthroughs into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Peace be still. Mark chapter 4. I read from 35 to 41, and I want you to follow me. I'm reading from New International Version, NIV. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious storm came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care we perish?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Peace, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. 40. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified, and they asked each other, "Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him?" Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Who is this man that even the wind and the seas obey him? The power that is in Christ has been deposited in you. Storms of life will obey you. When you say to storms in your life, "Peace be still," so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what you are going through, it's a storm. Look, it's natural for man to go through storm in life. It's just natural. Even when everything is going well for you, you find yourself in school, you've got to write exam. I remember in those days when I'm about to write exam, this migraine will come. But the day I drop my pen, that will be the end of the migraine. That is the storm. And we wither it. You will always wither storm in your life. Say amen. I have been in a boat before, and I can tell you that no one is at ease when a storm is encountered. Antwerp to Netherlands. Antwerp is in Belgium. I think it was from France to Antwerp, if I get it very well. We were crossing the English Channel to go to London from Netherlands. So you first of all take a bus ride to the ship. I remember that day after we were checked in, they check our passport, and then we were checking. I was asking them, where is the ship? And they said, you are inside already. I didn't believe it. Because I was thinking we are still going to sit down, then they will now take us to the ship. You know, they check us in, and I was asking, because what I saw wasn't like, but when this storm came, the wind tossed us up and down. And we'll be looking for anything to hold. You know. So it was a very serious storm. But what we are talking about in this Jesus case was a very, very serious storm. Water begins to spill into their boats. And in that situation, not only is your heart troubled, your stomach can also be troubled. A friend told me of a similar storm on the Pacific Ocean on his way to Hawaii. He said he didn't come back with that ship. He has to flew down. He said not only was his heart troubled at what is going on, because he looked outside, there was no single land. Everywhere was water. He said, I know how to swim, but I don't think I can swim this one if anything happens. He said then at his stage, he started vomiting. He became an embarrassment to himself and to every other person inside the ship. He was just taking a vacation, a cruise, you know, to Hawaii. So ever since then, he refused to embark on ocean trip. He will never go on the sea. And this was about 15 years ago. He told me, you just hold on to any part of the boat that your hand can find for your heart to have a little comfort. So I was able to understand what he was saying because I've also been in storms, thousands of feet above the sea level before. You know? God forbid that you have a powerful storm while you are in a small aircraft. I felt that one, I think it was Lagos, Kano. And this storm arose in the air. Hi-ya-ya-o. I didn't know that we can also enter galloping in the air. And the plane will go, boo! Your stomach will do one kind. You know, as at that time you start praying. The wind basically took over, tossing us up and down, creating such discomfort that even the after effects makes me shiver whenever I remember the incident. And whenever any flight from Lagos to Kano, my mind will go to that trip. I say, ha, are we going on this thing again? Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? Storms are not good for, and no one prays to experience one. Sadly, storms don't only come from the wind. They are actually more common than anyone will expect. It can come from our place of work. It can come from the church you are attending. Storm can come from your pastor to you. I want you to know that. And you say, and he called himself a man of God. Oh, yes, it can happen. Our sister told us of during workers' meeting this morning. Pastor will declare 3 days fast, and he won't fast until he was discovered at Oshodi. He was drinking pap, not knowing that his congregational was just his congregant. That's the congregant, Abi. Yes, I think so. The English graduate is not here. I think it's congregant. It's not knowing that his congregant was just by his side. And that was said, Pastor. I'm sure if we want the ground to open, you know. If that brother or that sister is not careful, that pastor can become a storm in his life, because he will be wondering, if a pastor can do this, I too can do it. That is why we should never look at any man. Look unto God. You may notice that how some people look very good, fresh, healthy, until they are diagnosed with one disease or the other. You then see a sudden drastic deterioration in their appearances. I watched a Yoruba movie. You know, just a mere, it was a vision by the Babalawo to the man that, death is coming, oh. The fear that death is coming, kill him. That's a storm. And later they now went to accuse death. Why did you kill death? I never had any hand in it. It was my fear. He just heard that I was coming. I've never been to him. And he died. And they announced to another guy that, death is coming. Oh, he started rejoicing. He said, okay, no problem. That's the only thing I've never experienced before. Maybe I can experience it this time. He called his wife. They enjoyed themselves. He called a party, you know. And when that call came and saw him rejoicing, death just turned back. What we are saying is that when storm comes, praise God. That storm will come and turn back. Storms of life will never overwhelm you in the mighty name of Jesus. So storms can also happen in families. You will see them in church, they will hold hands, always looking cheerful, smiling, greeting everyone, apparent joy in their hearts. You will bet that this is a perfect family and nothing could ever come between them until you suddenly hear that they separated, that they are processing their divorce papers. Then you'll be wondering, what is happening with that family? That is a storm. Our God will destroy the enemy's plan for every Christian family in the mighty name of Jesus. In Mark chapter 4 that we read, Jesus has been teaching a very huge crowd. Crowd so large that he had to enter a boat and move away from the land a bit to give some free speech, you know, free space to teach. By the time he was doing his teaching, he was tired. When he finished doing his teaching, he was tired and requested the disciples that they paddle to the other side of the sea. As soon as they started moving, Jesus fell deeply asleep on a pillow. But in the middle of the sea, a storm started. So strong that water began to enter their boat and threatened to sink it. Yet, Jesus did not wake up. He was busy sleeping. No fear. After trying their best to stabilize the boat based on that what we have read, removing some water that split onto their boat, the disciples were overwhelmed and they felt that they needed additional hands. So one of them ran to Jesus. Master. Master. Do you not care that we are perishing? Of all these things we are talking, you are sleeping. They couldn't believe their eyes. They couldn't believe that Jesus would be sleeping in such a situation. In the midst of such a big, mighty storm. So they wake him up. Stand up. You are sleeping. All of us are going. We are gone already. What's going on? Many of us, just when we hear a little thing that disturbs our heart, we can't sleep. Don't let it be like that. These disciples felt that Jesus was not caring enough. But I can tell you that Jesus cares, that even an ant, when an ant is hurting any of the disciples, Jesus cares. Jesus cares for us. Let alone when we are perishing. Let alone when we are losing hope. Let alone when we are feeling depressed. Jesus cares for you. Jesus told them, you cannot perish. How will you perish when I am with you? Isaiah 43 verse 2. Isaiah 43 verse 2. What did he say? He said, when you pass through the waters, I will do what? I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame kindle upon you. Praise the Lord. Psalm 23 verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort. Jesus is always with us. Are we ready to look unto him? How then could the disciples perish? How then can a child of God perish with all these things that we have read? How could we as children perish if Jesus was deeply asleep under such stormy weather? Does it not mean that he had his complete peace and calm? And that the storm was only raging for nothing. And that's what he told them in that verse 40. That Mark chapter 4 verse 40, the second part of it. Said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? I am with you. You have accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You are a Christian. Why should you be fearful? I am with you. Let nothing come to you as fear. So it's time to examine our actions and reactions as God's children. Number one, never pay too much attention to the storms that you face in life. I told you, storms will come. That storms will not come is a lie. We will encounter trouble. We will encounter disappointments. A lot of things will come. Never pay much attention to that. Pay attention, that's number two, pay attention to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. If you believe Jesus, you believe his words, nothing is going to happen. You might have some dreams. At times, some dreams may be very difficult for you to interpret. Do I want to reject this? Do I want to accept this? Is this dream from God or is it from Satan? You don't know. If you allow that to bother you, you discover you cannot sleep. You discover that doubt will come into your heart. That is why we should never pay attention to all those things. But we pay attention to who? Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. So perhaps I should repeat Jesus' questions to us this morning. Why are we so fearful? How is it that we have no faith? The best way to deal with a bully is to stand up to him or her. And that is why you saw Jesus standing up and addressing the storm. The storm came as a bully. And Jesus stood up and addressed it. Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Every storm in your life will cease. Great calm will come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. So what I'm saying this morning is that it is time we stand up to those raging storms of our life and tell them off. Don't let anything disturb you. Many times we are too quick to cave in, to submit, to surrender to the storms we face. But clearly this is not what God wants us to do. God wants us to stand up to those storms. By trusting in him, he's the storm stealer. I don't know whether there's a word like that. Stiller, S-T-I-L-L-E-R. There's no word like that. Don't worry, you understand what I mean. Ask Jesus to intervene, to quench every fiery furnace with his words. Peace, be still. Remember, with these words, Daniel 3, 31, 21 to 30. If you remember those stories, those three Hebrew boys, Jesus turned the fiery furnace to room temperature for those three Hebrew boys. Daniel chapter 3, verses 21 to 20, 21 to 30. When you get home, you can read it. No? Jesus was with them. They were not worried. They told the king, look, our God that we serve, we do what? We save us. Now, even if that God did not save us, we are not ready to do what? To bow to your idol. No. God will provide for me. Even if God did not provide for me, I'm not ready to steal. Amen. With this same word, in Daniel chapter 6, he changed the lion from the most fearful carnivore in the bush to a mere domestic animal. He changed him to Chester. A whole lion. Chester is our house cat. Very friendly. Is he going? Daniel didn't worry himself. They put him there. The lion became a cat and Daniel was playing with him. Because Daniel has peace in his heart. What happens in Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verses 1 to 9? Peter was held in prison. But when there was peace in his heart, trusting Jesus, never regretting that he was serving Jesus, in fact, being happy that he was being chained for Christ, Jesus broke loose the giant chains, the iron gates, and the bars of iron behind which Peter was held prisoner. The Bible says the iron gate opened on his own will. So there is therefore no limit to what God can do and he will do. Our God can still every storm. What we need to do, like I told you, is surrender to him. Every storm you encounter in life will come under your feet. Say a better amen. Amen. This morning I want us to stand up. What is that storm? Is it sickness? Is it poverty? Trusting God for one breakthrough or the other. And it seems it can never come to pass. Are you trusting God for the fruit of the womb? And you think time is going. Or a life partner. And you think, how am I going to do it? It's a storm. I want you to surrender. Confront that storm this morning. Confront the storm. And tell the storm, peace, be still. Are you having problem with a relationship? It's a storm. Your home is shaky. It's a storm. It's a normal thing that we must go through. That is why we have come into this world. What is that storm? Tell it to God this morning. Tell it to God. The Holy Spirit is here. Jesus is here. He stills the storm. No storm will overcome you. Surrender that storm to Jesus. Have you been diagnosed with any disease? And the doctor told you it is not possible? Surrender it to Jesus. Dr. Jesus will come in and do the most unexpected in your life. Somebody has been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, became agitated. She surrendered it to Jesus, continued to do her exercise. 6 months later, they said there is no trace of diabetes in your life. Surrender the storm to Jesus. This morning I'm saying, peace be still. Surrender all. Never focus on the storm, but focus on Jesus. Invoke the word of God in the midst of the storm. Peace, be still. Surrender it this morning. I surrender all, Father. I surrender the storms of my life. I surrender the storms of at my workplace. The storm I'm facing in my career. The storm I'm facing in my personality. I surrender it to you this morning. Father, still every storm in the life of your children. Still the storm in my life. In the name of Jesus. I surrender all to you this morning. I know I have you as my Father. He told the disciples, why are you afraid? I am here with you and you are afraid. Jesus is here with you this morning. Jesus is passing through this church this morning. As he was entering the city of Nain, Jesus says this morning, peace be still. Jesus is telling you, weep no more. That license exam, you will pass it. Believe in him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Are you here this morning? You think you need special ministration? You think you need, let an anointing hall touch my head and everything will be okay. I want you to come forward. You think you need special ministration? You just want that God to touch you. He's going to touch you this morning. He will touch you. He touched me. He touched me. And oh, what joy has touched my soul. Something happened. He touched
me. Jesus touched me. He touched me.
I know.
by your power, by your anointing. Every storm in the life of these ones is still this morning. The peace of God come upon you. The joy of the everlasting Father come upon you. Gifts that money can buy, my money cannot buy, is rendered unto you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. As from today, you begin to operate under wide open heavens in the name of Jesus. You will make heaven. You will not fall by the wayside. Your name will never be found missing from the book of life. The storms of life will never allow you to stumble. In the name that's above every other name, you will live and ride those storms in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree peace into your life. I decree joy. I decree breakthrough. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. It is well with you. Let's clap for Jesus this morning. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Receive the word of God as it is, raw. Believe it. All storms in your life this morning, in my life, is still forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It's offering time.